Hello, and welcome to KBIA's Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. As Missouri enters the fall, one last wave of wildflowers are blooming now, before the winter frosts start. Throughout the state, asters, goldenrods, and other late bloomers paint Missouri's varied woodlands, prairies, meadows, and glades in shades of yellow, pink, purple, and white. But hidden among the tall grasses and undergrowth this time of year, you can sometimes find something rarer. Native orchids. People often associate orchids with tropical areas, but Missouri is home to dozens of species of orchids, and while their flowers are typically pretty showy, a lot of the crucial action happens underground.
Well, we have between 35 and 40 species of orchids.
Melissa Brigler is a Missouri Department of Conservation botanist who specializes in rare plants, and orchids typically fall into that category.
Most of our orchids are considered rare in the state, and any orchids you find across the state are not going to be very common. They're pretty scattered, and you never find a whole lot in one area.
The reason? Orchids, more than other plants, are very particular about the conditions they'll grow in. If you were to try to transplant an orchid from the wild, which you shouldn't do anyway because they're so rare, it probably wouldn't survive the process because of one crucial factor.
The orchids do require a mycorrhizal fungal association. So that means that there's fungus growing in the ground that is required for that orchid to survive. And whenever a person would dig up that orchid, that fungus is not going to be collected.
The fungus grows on the roots of plants and forms specific, often symbiotic relationships with those plants. With orchids, it's fair to say that relationship is complicated.
It is a very lesser-known field of study.
I made my way to Tucker Greenhouse at the University of Missouri to find someone who works in that field. Sarah Unruh is a doctoral student who studies the orchid mycorrhiza dynamic.
If you think of a corn kernel, corn has all that starchy goodness that we like to eat, but it's actually food for the seed to give it energy so it can pop up above the surface. Orchids don't have that little seed leaf.
Instead, orchids rely on the fungus, with specific species of fungi having corresponding orchid species. The fungi produce sugars and other foods orchids need in those developmental stages. In most other plant-fungus relationships, plants are the ones that provide food, which they produce through photosynthesis, to the fungi, and the fungi in turn provide water or certain minerals.
It seemed like maybe the orchid was a parasite or a predator of some kind, because it wasn't obvious what the fungus was getting out of it at first. But it looks like maybe some kind of nitrogen compound.
Unruh's work aims to better understand that exchange, and to do that, she uses genome sequencing.
Basically, I grow a lot of fungi. I grind them up in liquid nitrogen and then put chemicals back and forth to get the DNA out of the nucleus.
Genes can serve as clues to understand the relationship between mycorrhiza and plants. If the fungi are missing certain genes, they might need to rely on plants to carry out corresponding functions.
And then we can see what it has, what it doesn't, how it's related to other fungi.
So far, Unruh has two genomes, but still has more data to generate before she can begin analyzing it. Her work could shed light not only on the nature of the orchid mycorrhiza relationship, but how that relationship came to be in the first place. If you want to see some orchids for yourself, without a microscope, your best bet this time of year is the Spiranthes genus. Known commonly as ladies' tresses, these diminutive plants are distinguished by their spiraling white flowers, which grow up along a leafless green stem. They're sometimes found in lawns or in old fields, but in the wild grow on prairies and glades. That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. Thanks for listening. You can find this story and more, including pictures of our native orchids, on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.